Welcome to the Marty Shegold Show podcast, powered by Red Energy. Want electricity and gas that's 100% Aussie owned and from Australia's most trusted energy provider? Then switch to Red Energy today.
From the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shegold Show. Triple M.
Right, this is a very brief ham flower hour because you've got...
I've got places to be. I've got people to see.
Yeah, hey. You're on stage. Two shows.
I'm on stage tonight.
That's right.
I've got to get back to Sydney.
Yeah. Lovely that you did that commute from Melbourne to Sydney yesterday.
It's a pleasure.
Lovely
to see you again on a weekend for the ham flower hour, Marty.
Mate, nothing's too much trouble for the listeners.
No, we appreciate it.
Make sure you check out the producers' podcast tomorrow.
We've
got these 7-day weeks.
And you've got a new opening song for the podcast.
Is that what I have here? Is that the producer party?
Yeah.
No, that's something else.
I won't GST Orcs, but this is just a taste. Troy just pointed to me and asked if it was me.
No,
singing.
It's not.
No, yeah. Someone got an AI like thing to make a song for us, and that's AI.
Yeah. It does sound like you.
Thanks, Troy. Yes. We have one scandal from Die. If you would like to hear it.
Family Secret. Yeah. Oh, yes. I love Family Secret.
I love the name Die.
Oh, so do I.
Diana.
She sounds so fun. I reckon I can have a white wine with
Di. Yeah, she would love white wine. Mm.
Yeah, Di's love white wine.
Yeah, they do.
Leave that.
Leave that for me, Matthew.
Di says, my sister, let's call her Tina.
Okay.
got engaged to a guy who felt up another sister of ours. Let's call her Kath.
So Tina and Kath.
Yeah.
Ooh. So he's seen Tina.
Tina's fiancé. Has felt up Kath.
No, he didn't.
At their mum's 80th.
Nah.
What?
And my sister Tina, who's engaged to him, is still choosing to marry him.
No, so she knows.
So this is
current.
This is recent.
Yeah, this is present day.
I'd be giving him a wide berth.
Kicking him to the curb.
Absolutely.
He also perved and made derogatory comments to two adult nieces.
Oh, no, he's no good.
And pissed his pants from drinking too much at the same birthday party.
That's an unfortunate accident, but...
Get rid of him.
But that might speak about Tina as well.
Lauren's defending the pants pissing because she
gets it. It happens. Yeah, it happens to the best of us.
And I'm reluctant to discuss this and having not met Tina, but sometimes in life you can pick the wrong person because of the way you feel about yourself.
I agree. And I think sometimes people, if you've been alone for a long time, I'm not sure, I'm totally speculating here, and you find someone and you think, oh my God, they're amazing.
I'll jump on
you
board.
You see past all of their...
See past them fondling your sister?
I've heard of this being the case before.
And inappropriate comments to the adult nieces?
I'm not condoning what he's doing.
The pants pissing?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Are you Tina?
It's me. I just wanted everyone's opinion.
She wrote in. Don't have any sisters. She just wants to know what we think about Lockie.
Okay, good to know. Okay.
I like him. He's a good guy.
Good.
All right, let's get into it. The Hand Flower Hour from Triple M. Get in touch with us any time. Click Insta at Marty Shegold.
Stretch.
No, mate. Back to Sydney you go.
No, okay. Oh, my God.
The Marty Shegold Show is on Triple M.
Cuisine quirks is what we're talking about now. Cuisine quirks. My little brother went through a stage where he would only eat Jarlsberg cheese.
Oh, Jarlsberg, that's beautiful cheese, though.
When he was about four. That's all he'd eat.
Yeah.
Just kilos of it. Then he went through another stage where he would eat white sugar out of a bowl with a teaspoon.
Oh, my God.
Revolting.
Oh, that reminds me, when I was a kid, are you the cubes of sugar you get with coffees and stuff?
Yeah.
You'd suck on a couple of those.
Little snack.
Little sugar cube. Cuisine quirks. I worked with a bloke once who would only eat white foods.
Oh, yeah, that's quite common, I think, for, like, fussy eaters.
Kids.
He would only eat stuff that was white.
Actually, one of my cousins is a little bit like that.
You like eating raw pasta.
Love raw pasta.
That's a cuisine quirk.
Yeah. It's like an issue. It gets claggy.
Does it?
Oh, yeah. And it gets all stuck in your teeth.
Yeah, you can feel it getting al dente in my stomach.
You're cooking it in your guts. What type of pasta?
Anything. But some are a bit, the shell ones, they can really cut my gums up, so yeah. I kind of avoid them.
Yes, but. Avoid them. GWS Giants rookie Jason Gilbey has revealed he has one of the weirdest quirks in professional sport that will have the club's dietitian stressing. Mm. Yeah. Originally from New South Wales, the country town of Balranald, west of Sydney, Jason relocated to Bendigo 3 years ago. It was there he starred for the Bendigo Pioneers in the NAB League. Are we getting to any of the actual
the cuisine
yes.
quirk?
Cuisine yes. quirk?
It looks like the very next point might
Jesus
be.
The next Christ.
Bothered point, but it wasn't much
haven't
to
got
it
an old school photo of him I could have had a quick look at.
Oh, God.
But the move 3 years ago seemed to coincide with his bizarre decision. Here we go. Yeah. Here's the cuisine quirk, Loz.
I know, I wrote it.
Here it is. Point four. To replace all his water intake
yeah.
with milk.
Yeah.
That's a cuisine quirk.
As an athlete, it doesn't feel like
so
it's the right
he's
call.
Just completely stopped drinking water.
And milk.
And just decided to replace that intake with milk.
Oh, geez, I couldn't cope with that.
Well, after a run.
No, foul. Or curdling away inside.
Oh, my God. Hello, Rob. Cuisine quirk?
I am quite partial to Vegemite and strawberry jam on toast together.
I would like that.
Oh. You like Vegemite with everything?
Everything.
With sweet, though.
Sweet and salty.
Sweet and savoury.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, strawberry jam. I can't remember the last time I had strawberry jam on toast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I haven't had jam in years.
Oh, I reckon it's the last month for me.
Really?
Strawberry jam, yeah. A bit of marmalade and as well. That sort of. You don't do marmalade, either.
I do marmalade.
Yes. Oh, you do marmalade.
Loza doesn't
I don't
do
think
marmalade.
I've ever had marmalade.
That's weird. That's so strange.
Marmalade's lovely. As long as you don't get the really chunky bits of
rind.
Well,
that's what I think. I think as a kid, I used to be like, there's orange peel in that. Yeah. I don't want that.
That's health. It's too healthy.
Mm. Wow.
Now you're in trouble. Be careful, Warren. You're going to get in trouble.
What do you got on Insta, Will?
Gary said he ate frozen peas.
Yes, I love frozen peas still to this day.
What, really? Just
fully frozen?
Fully frozen.
Do you let them thaw in your mouth or do you crunch them?
Crunch them. My nana used to give me a little cup of frozen peas and she was cooking, and so I think I do that.
It started there.
Still, yeah.
Chris says my cousin, he would stay over and eat all our singles cheese from the fridge.
Mm.
Oh, like I love that too, Kraft singles cheese.
You're eating a lot of things.
At my nana's, I go straight to the fridge and eat the Kraft singles.
Do you like this one? This is from Jack. My mum used to make Vegemite toast, jam it in a mug, then add hot water and she'd call it Vegemite broth.
The Marty Shergold Show on Triple M. This is the Marty Shergold Show.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of the tabernacle. Jesus showed up on a piece of toast, it's a tale from the tabernacle.
Tabernacle time, Marty.
Wow, this is a belter. A woman who was clinically dead for 15 minutes has claimed it felt like she spent 5 years in heaven as she vividly recalled her experience in the afterlife.
Oh, right.
Little mistake there, but I won't dwell on it.
Did perfectly.
Thank you.
Did really well correcting that.
Dr. Linda Kramer went to the toilet in the early hours of the morning on May 6, 2001. She felt like she was falling into a deep sleep.
Oh.
It's like me after midnight oil.
Yes. Exactly the same.
Into a door. A deep door.
Well, you'd had a big week.
Wasn't it a Monday?
Yeah.
No, it was a Wednesday.
It was a Wednesday. Sorry.
Midweek.
She experienced, what she actually experienced was herself dying. And she remained clinically dead for about 15 minutes whilst being treated by paramedics. Very serious.
Yeah.
Extremely.
Once resuscitated, she claims she'd been to heaven and that she felt like she was there for 5 years, though she couldn't tell as time doesn't exist there.
Right, okay.
Dr. Kramer, what's she a doctor of? Bullshit?
I'm not sure of her backstory.
She did a thesis in lying. Dr. Kramer claims she was able to assume any form she wanted while she was there and she could visit anywhere that she wanted to go just by thinking about it.
That's handy.
She said, that's when I found myself standing in what I termed the field of flowers. Probably because it was. I was observing the mountain range that was 30 times huger. And I'm going to let
that
go. I'm going to let that go.
Don't change the quote.
Than Mount Everest. We've got some wonderful grabs of Dr. Kramer.
There's a huge mountain range over in the back of wherever I was. I could see buildings with skyscrapers Dubai are like little miniature huts in comparison. I saw lakes. I could see everything in panoramic view.
Right. Okay.
I don't understand this woman.
And what fascinated me the most is it was what we thought we created. If I wanted to be on top of the mountain, instantly I was. If I wanted a short black hairstyle, instantly I had it. If I wanted to transform myself into a duck, instantly I was the duck.
Why wouldn't you want to transform into a duck? I mean, of all things.
Of all things, if you could say, what would you most like to transform yourself into?
Duck.
A duck.
A duck. Yeah.
A duck. So I can sort of estimate it into what we would call time. For where I was, time did not exist. So I was there for about 45 minutes. I'm sorry, 18 months.
Oh, hang on. I was there for 45 minutes, well, 18 months, and that was also the biggest swallow I've ever heard a human make. That swallow, honestly, it was like she had two South Melbourne Dim Sims in her mouth.
We sat right back and we heard a tale from the tabernacle. Jesus appeared somewhere weird and fun. It was a tale from the tabernacle.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M.
Not often I talk about Harry Styles unless it's to reference the fact that he's got 15 writers. But he's a genuine young talent, don't get me wrong. I couldn't tell whether it was him or the boat that I liked more in Dunkirk. In terms of the acting that was on display.
Mm. Watson.
This is why you agreed to do this. So you just Harry
so I could wind you up.
Yeah.
Because you're a massive Harry Styles fan.
And you're going to see him.
And I have been for years.
Yes, yeah, six
since
times
you said. I've seen him six times. And I'm seeing him again in February.
Including One Direction.
Including I saw One Direction twice. And then
One Direction?
Yeah.
You've actually seen them play music?
Yep. And they were great.
I don't think I could handle the shrieking.
Oh, it was...
Oh, the shrieking of level. The fans or of Niall?
Hey, Niall's your boy.
Niall's my guy.
Great. I met Niall.
He's practically Australian.
Yeah.
Where'd you split your dax is the question we're asking.
I split mine in the old offices. Will, Matthew and myself were having a little party in the office after a Friday show. And I was up on the couch and I squat down and it just went
You
right
dropped
down
it like it was hot.
I dropped it like it was hot.
Yeah. And then just bang.
Splitty split.
Oh. Jennifer Aniston attended a Harry Styles concert last week and witnessed the moment his pants split on stage.
Oh.
Is that... Oh, well, what about when we saw old mate... You know.
No.
How would you know?
Lenny Kravitz.
Oh!
We got there.
That was
Lenny
the best.
Kravitz dropped it like it was hot, and he didn't have underpants on.
He dropped it like it was hot.
My jaw was hot.
I tell you what, they were getting another chair for that thing. Security were asking Jimmy if he had a pass. There was a lanyard hanging around it. What a piece of junk Lenny had tucked away in there.
Did he go off stage after it, or did he? He must have.
Lenny.
He must have.
Yeah,
oh, he must have gone.
He'd blown the front of his duds out.
Mm. And there was a bit of metal work.
There was. A little bit of a piercing.
That's right. I don't know how he got through security.
Yeah.
The Prince Albert.
Yeah.
Could have had the whole of Prince Albert in there. Because that was some junk and a half. His trunk was full. Jennifer Aniston attended a Harry Styles concert last week and witnessed the moment his pants split on stage while Harry sang his... Hit music for a sushi restaurant?
That's the song
called.
Name, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
I thought he was actually at a sushi restaurant.
Well, it's got a double meaning, I've heard.
All right, okay.
Just kind of worked it out.
Don't do that with your fingers.
Here's the moment his pants split.
Show me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh,
and
no.
Faux leather.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're vinyl. Vinyl pants. I tell you, he's fashion forward, Harry. He always has been. So he's singing his hit music song. Are you familiar with For a Sushi Restaurant?
Yeah, I've heard this
song. He dropped to his knees and split his pants halfway through music for a sushi restaurant. After making a shocked face at the crowd, he covered the tear with his hands and chuckled as he rolled his eyes at his bad mates. Have a look at me junk, fellas. You've all seen it before.
Yeah.
He finished the performance with a towel hiding the rip.
What happened with your dacks? Did you split them at him?
G'day, guys. How are we?
Good. Wonderful, Adam. Did you split your pants, buddy?
I did, mate. I did. I was a construction manager at the time, and we had these clients who were a bit difficult to deal with. So I said to my supervisor, look, I'll take the inspection, try and get the clients back on our side.
Sure.
So we're walking around the house, and as you go around, we dot up the house, put some bit of blue tape on if there's a little bit of a defect there.
Yeah.
So as I've bent down, and that day I was going commando.
Yeah.
Bent down, and the back of the pants had split from the top of my bum all the way up onto the Jazz Crackers. Bloody hell, mate.
Do you mean Jats Crackers, Adam? Because you said Jazz Crackers.
Aren't they apples? Yeah.
Crackers.
Sounds like ecstasy. I had a couple of Jazz Crackers, mate, and then a few waters.
You should have seen my pupils.
My pupils. Hello, Sim.
Hi, how you going, guys?
Wonderful, good, Sim. Did you split your duds?
I certainly did. I'm a pole dancer.
Are we all, Sim?
Yeah. Only on Monday.
Yeah.
So I bought a bodysuit online because I thought, oh, yeah, this would be perfect for a competition, and decided to test it out at the obviously on the pole at home.
Mm.
Had a few drinks and decided, oh, yeah, it was fine. No one's going to see it. I'm just going to film garage. Wasn't wearing anything underneath it, and as I launched myself up the pole, they split in every single way possible.
Just disintegrated in front of your very eyes, Sim.
Yes, and the position that I was in, I could look down and see exactly what had happened.
Wish I was in that position, Sim.
Well, I caught it on film, and
send it through.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Mattress Muncher is the headline I have in front of me. Mattress Muncher.
Mm.
A woman named Jennifer featured on a show on TLC. What's TLC?
It's a channel in
America.
It's an American channel. The show is called My Strange Addiction, where she explained that she eats a square foot worth of mattresses a day.
My name is Jennifer, and I'm addicted to eating mattresses. I like my mattress plain and straight up. I know mayonnaise, butter, none of that. There's just like a hard texture, like my taste buds are all, kind of like a guitar.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There must be some calories in mattresses because Jennifer is huge.
Did she say she likes her mattresses plain and straight up?
Yeah. Plain
no,
and straight
no
up.
No mayo, no butter.
No mayonnaise, yeah. No nothing.
She's just eating mattress. I mean, we've covered stories like this over the years. Usually it's people eating dirt.
Yeah,
chalk is another big one.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah,
it's called it's something.
It's called
got a
Pico
name.
Or
yeah,
Pika.
Pika. That's it.
Panko?
Pika.
Panko?
Panko?
You only eat Japanese breadcrumbs?
They are nice.
Yeah, they are very good.
Pico. And we've seen Pika. Seen people. Remember the woman that ate the insulation out of the walls?
That would be so prickly.
Jennifer sneaks into her mum's room every day to snack on her mattress.
The reason why I'm not eating my own mattress is because I ate my mattress already.
The whole thing?
She's eating the whole mattress. Now she's got to eat her mum's.
Invest in a spring mattress or something because you're just eating foam.
Yeah, a waterbed.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Waterbed.
That'll solve the problem.
But surely this is going to get stuck.
It's going to cause some issues.
Which is basically, it's like she's eating, what do you call it? Foam.
It's foam,
Spongy foam. Jennifer explained that she first got into eating mattresses when she was just 5 years old and started eating the sponge from her seat in the family car.
I've eaten couches, box springs, chairs, but for the last 10 years, mattresses has just been my thing.
Music is ominous.
Yeah, it is. It's like it's a ghost of mattresses.
Tibetan temple.
It's just Tibetan. It's like it's Buddhism. It just went from there, and while she hadn't suffered health problems from it, her addiction carried the risk of liver damage or intestinal blockage,
of course,
could lead to death.
Yeah.
I mean, you're eating a sponge.
Mm.
This isn't the weirdest addiction to be exposed on the show. Michael Lotito, also known as Monsignor Mangtao, infamously liked eating foods that really weren't food. At one point, he ate an entire plane over the course of 2 years.
What?
Wow.
An aeroplane.
An aeroplane.
It's actually pretty amazing.
Well, hang on, there's aluminium and plastic.
He ate a whole plane. That's got to come out the other end, too.
It does.
I mean, it's got to do some terrible damage to
you. I don't believe it.
You're calling it a lie.
I think that's a lie.
Sure. Saying he's lying.
Yeah.
Valet.
Monsignor.
Yeah, of course, valet.
Oh, valet, Monsignor Mogginot.
When you're eating an Airbus.
He's eating it. What is that?
It's a tire.
It's a wheel.
Oh, definitely valet. He died in 2007.
What happened to him?
He
died at 57.
Of natural causes.
He might have eaten the plane when it was in the air.
Hope he ate the black box.
Well, maybe. Well, maybe he was. He probably enjoyed the cockpit.
He ate the black box. Look at this fly. He claims to have suffered no ill effects from his consumption of substances typically considered poisonous. Well, he died at 57.
He drank mineral oil
and continued to drink water while swallowing the metal bits. It acted as a lubricant.
Oh, he's an idiot. Come on, fly with me. Let's take off in the blue. Well, good luck, Jennifer.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M.
What did you pinch from work is the question we're asking now.
Have you ever?
Look, little things, like 10,000 in cash once. We worked with a bloke once who stole CDs from, remember they used to have the old CD library.
Yeah, and you had a key to get into it.
It was like a whole room of CDs. They were everywhere, and we had a bloke that was pilfering them.
Yes,
they finally worked out who it was, and they got rid of him.
Mm.
Lauren, you've stolen toilet paper from work.
Oh.
That was in confidence, and it was during the pandemic, and it wasn't this work.
No.
Because you couldn't get it at the shops.
Somewhere else that I
worked. Yeah, I worked with a guy years ago who used to steal milk and toilet paper.
Milk from the fridge.
Yeah, like milk. Rev.
Stealing a carton of Rev from work?
I know, it was very strange.
Is that just convenience because you can't be bothered going to the shops?
It was a bit lazy.
Yeah. That makes sense.
What's milk cost these days?
These days. A bit more now than it was back then.
Is it like $3?
No,
about $2.
Now?
$1.50?
Are you kidding?
I always buy almond milk and that's about $1.89. I know the one that I get.
Depends on the brand.
What? Yeah.
Almond milk are you buying?
The one at Aldi.
Oh.
Well, money's going to the Germans, thank you.
I like Aldi.
I like Aldi too.
I won't have anything to do with Aldi unless they're spending on the show. And then I've always been a fan of Aldi.
Sure.
And the good people that run it. Cook County prosecutors have charged the former head of food services at a school district of engaging in a massive embezzlement scheme in which she allegedly stole more than 11,000 cases of chicken wings.
Maybe she was hungry.
And $1.5 million in taxpayer funds over 19-month period. Wow. Vera Liddell was charged with felony and continuing financial crimes of a theft exceeding $1 million. Prosecutors allege Vera placed hundreds of unauthorised orders for food items, particularly chicken wings, with the district's main supplier. And while she placed the orders separate from the district's legitimate orders, she billed the school district for the items, believing Vera was authorised to make the purchases on its behalf.
Mm.
When does she steal the chicken wings?
In January. She wasn't just going in stealing them.
Oh, she wasn't just putting boxes of chicken wings in her car?
No, she was ordering them in the name of the school thing, but then taking them home.
It's not as much fun now. I thought she was taking boots of chicken wings.
No.
In January 2022, the school district's business manager conducted an audit of departments and discovered the food service department had exceeded its annual budget by $300,000. You didn't notice?
No.
And the school year was only half over at that point.
You let me love you. Oh, 2 sets of books.
Oh, my God. The business manager found invoices signed by Vera for massive quantities of chicken wings, an item that typically wouldn't be served to students because they contain bones. Well, she's an idiot.
Yeah.
She's not even buying the right sort of food. She should have bought sausage rolls.
Yeah.
Sloppy Joe patties.
Yeah.
If you had to hire, if you had to hide money that you were stealing, what item would you buy more of in a tuck shop?
Oh.
Like you're going to put money in it or you're going to order it?
You're going to order it.
Sausage rolls.
It's sausage rolls.
Traveller pies.
Yeah.
Our school was big on like McCain's lasagna.
Oh.
And gingeroos.
What are gingeroos?
Gingerbread kangaroo.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Where'd you go to school? The Black Forest.
I went to St. Mary's.
St. Mary's. I went to St. Mary's. I was a good Catholic girl.
I was in the Candela.
Yeah, I was in the Candela.
Hello, Tim.
How's it going, fellas?
Wonderful. And lady. Well done, Tim. Tim, what did they steal from work?
Okay, so I was naval police back in the day, and we had a storeman that liked to light finger things and store it in his house. So when he finally separated from his wife dobbed him in.
Yeah.
We went around and done an investigation, went up into the manhole, into his roof, and the strangest thing that we found was body bags.
What do you reckon he was using those for, Tim?
Maybe he was getting rid of his wife, one way or another.
Oh! I didn't expect any of that. What? The light fingering, the manhole.
The body bags in the roof.
The body bags and then killing his wife.
You like to finger bags.
What a call.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M.
Time for Hookapedia. This is our first Hookapedia of 2023, Marty.
Yes.
I'm going to read out some facts about someone from their Wikipedia page. And you, Will, Loz, taking each other on. You just have to work out who it is. Who am I? It's who am I from Sale of the Century.
It's the old Tony Barber.
Yeah.
It's Fantails.
Will it's Fantails.
Won last year.
Did he?
Yeah.
Wow.
He
did.
What was the end up sort of overall?
Will on 9, Lauren on 4, you're on 2 last year.
Gee,
gee, I feel better.
This would be your kind of game, Marty.
We were good at the start.
What's happened to me?
Yeah.
You were winning extraordinary at games.
The demo rounds, I think you had a really strong start.
Yeah.
And unless my grandparents know them, I'm not going to get it right.
Yeah, unless your grandparents actually know the family involved, like they did with the Newtons.
That's exactly. Born in Fitzroy with two brothers, Bert Newton.
Bert Newton. Yeah, my grandparents knew the Newton family.
Best of 3, first person to guess 2 celebrities wins for the week. Ready for the first one?
Who am I?
I was born in New York in 1960. I was the eldest of 3 kids, and during the 70s, our family spent a year living in Florence in Italy. I played on the soccer and baseball teams at school, but my main interest was in the drama club.
Robert De Niro?
No, not Robert De Niro, mate. I went to State University of New York, where I majored in acting. In the 80s, I had a couple of minor roles in Broadway musicals, and I also did some modelling, most notably in a TV commercial for Levi's 501 jeans. In 1985, I made my film debut in Pritzi's honour, and in 1992, I starred in the family comedy Beethoven. The 2000s saw me receive a series of awards and accolades, and in 2006, I starred in one of my highest-grossing films in the Meryl Streep drama comedy, The Devil Wears Prada.
Ed Hanway! Oh, of course it's not, you idiot! Stanley Tucci!
What just happened?
That was a control alt delete. Yeah.
Oh, and halfway not in
the 60s. I did hear Stanley Tucci.
Well, hang on.
No, but...
Stanley Tucci?
Yes, it is. Moz did say that.
Will gets the point.
Oh,
are you
so
happy? Are you happy? Because one of your briefs this year was to be joyous and...
She's happy.
...and enjoy...
I'm having so much fun, though.
You almost got it, Loz.
Oh, very close. Myself.
Stanley Tucci, that's hard.
That is hard.
Good hard.
Oh.
Right, point on the board for Will.
Now, William can get this and win. You can.
You happy?
Because you shouted Anne Hathaway, who's a woman.
Called yourself an idiot.
Called yourself an idiot, then said Stanley Tucci.
There was a lot going on there, Loz.
What a mess.
All right, ready for the next one?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Who am I? I was born in Stockholm in 2003. My mother was
Greta Thunberg.
Yes! Well, that is extraordinary. That is unbelievable.
I think it's pronounced Thunberg.
Yeah, I know. Points deducted.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Everybody's talking at
the Sochwells, your messages to the show this week, and thank you for them through Insta at Marty Sheargold Show.
Yes. William's in charge of the messages that come through the Instagram.
We had from Justin. G'day, Shaggers and Shagette. Whenever there is a team quiz, the highlight for me is never who wins, but when Patricia suddenly appears. Mm. Yeah. It makes me think of Rocky IV's training montage.
Oh.
Will is Ivan Drago, technical and precise. Lauren is Rocky, rustic and rough.
Oh, well, that's good.
I know, it is good. Troy is Bridget Nielsen.
Oh, well, which you sort of are.
Matt is Adrian.
Adrian!
And Marty is Mickey, bewildered and amused and slightly hungover.
Yes.
But when
yes.
Patricia gets unleashed, it's like when Rocky finds his peak. So I think it is a compliment.
I love it. Wonderful analogy.
When Patricia's on fire. We had two Lukes get in touch about the same thing. And they are both a laugh of Matt's that they caught during this week. It's one of the highlights of the socials when people hear Matt make new laughs. And here was a debut.
A Jew thing.
Oh, my God.
Matthew, what is that laugh?
A Jew friend.
You really built on me there.
Oh, can I hear that again?
A Jew friend.
It's like a creeping laugh.
It is. Yeah, Luke compared it to the Count from Sesame Street.
It's very similar.
It's very
similar. A bit of kookaburra about it as well.
Yeah. A Jew friend.
Sometimes I don't hear Matt doing these things in the moment, but even when I go back and listen to the podcast, I have a big laugh. And your laughs too make me laugh, Troy.
You've said
Troy's
that
on a big
before.
Rolly dude, does like a big like.
Cal has one too. He says, Will Dong, a couple of things, both Matt related, but the one I want to focus on is this laugh, and it sounds a bit like a chicken screech.
All right, let's have a listen.
No, that's Ben Simmons.
Uh-oh. Just at the end. Just an inhale.
Laying an egg. And
there you go. Your egg's ready, sir.
Oh, my God. You are making some crazy sounds this year, Matthew.
We've had fun on the recent podcast with the Matthew soundboard, and this is a grab we've loved. It's him saying yes.
Yes.
Ridiculous.
Go again.
Yes. The other one we were playing the other day.
What's wrong with that?
That one. Oh my God. When you get up into that register, I can't hear you.
I don't know how I even get up there.
Yeah. Yes. That grab of yes, Stu Nato said it reminded him of the character Ray McCooney from Little Britain.
Yes.
Through the GST Orcs trial play this
one. Oh, hang on. Yeah.
We've had all of this last year, Mr. McCooney. You've got to take this seriously.
Yes.
Very similar.
Very similar. And then we had one from Chris from this show where he heard Matthew say the word boys in a way that he really enjoyed.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. One of the boys just organised it. Family day.
Family day.
Oh, nice. I love that.
One of the lads.
One of the boys.
Boys.
Jeez. Boys. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Who are you?
From Willie.
He's a chameleon.
He really is.
What's wrong with that?
We're flirting with bullying now.
Are we? Are we flirting with
it? No, not at all.
Or
he
is
loves
it bullying?
And finally, from DC. Actually, this is a DC contribution.
Oh,
our very own DC.
DC.
He heard an interesting noise when we had to dump you. Of course, you dropped an F-bomb earlier in the week.
Yes.
Yeah. And Lauren's reaction sounded like this. And we thought if we repeat that sound over and over, it could be a new siren for the show, like when Patricia appears, perhaps.
Oh, yeah.
And it sounds like this.
It's like a submarine. It's like country.
Oh, my God.
It sounds artificial.
I can't even make that noise now.
Yeah, that's it. That's a strong.
Was it in or out?
I think it's in. I think it's in, but
could be out. It's the Sochwells. Get in touch with Instagram at Marty Sheargold Show.
It's the Dance Academy.
I get really perturbed by flat earthers. I find they unsettle me. It's like windy days. I don't like it.
I love a windy day.
I don't like the wind in my face.
Yeah, I don't like that. I like being inside.
Yeah. Okay, so you don't like windy days, as it turns out.
Okay.
But,
you like looking at the window.
But thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Flat earthers, mate, they're a funny mob.
Yeah.
You don't meet, I've never met one.
No.
I mean, there's not a lot of them around.
Maybe in disguise you have. They didn't mention it.
If I was a flat earther, I'd be keeping it on the lowdown.
Yeah. Sure. I think of all the conspiracy theories, that's the silliest. Yeah. Like, it's by far just the silliest.
Well, that and God.
This isn't a tab.
This is Dunce Academy.
A separate conversation.
About
flat earthers. Jesus Christ. We found one. A flat earther has said that $52 million a year is spent convincing people the earth is round. $52 million a year.
It's a bit of money.
Who's spending it?
Yeah. How'd you come up with that number?
I know. How'd you lob on that number?
The academics.
During a very heated debate that's currently making the rounds on social media, Kiwi comedian Guy Williams asks a flat earther what she thinks about NASA releasing images that prove the Earth is indeed a sphere.
Where's the proof?
If you could see the whole Earth, which you can't because of atmospheric conditions.
Well, NASA claims
clouds,
they've got photos.
They've got nothing else but Photoshop, CGI and paintings.
Paintings. Put your genitals on, Terry. We're going trumping. Paintings is some more.
We've got the evidence and the proof and everything.
But the other side says they've got the evidence and the proof as well.
Well, we're challenging them to find the curve.
They're challenging you to find the flaps.
No, it's our question. They're the ones that says they're going into space.
This doesn't
make sense, and it's not right that people are being lied to and deceived just because they're evil and rich.
But who is deceiving us? Who is lying to us?
Follow the money right back.
How do I follow the money?
You don't realise that $52 million a day is giving to these liars.
A day.
For Photoshop paintings and CGI.
Well, no.
Well, there's children starving in Africa.
Well, there's no doubt there are children starving in Africa, but I don't know how that supports the argument that the Earth's flat.
$52 million a day on painting?
She's not well.
We're worried about giving away so many vaults.
My God. Settle down.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show, week in review. This week didn't start too well.
How was your wedding, Woz?
Was it? And it was a slippery slope from there.
Troy does that with his eggs.
Yeah, I do.
But they sort of cook themselves.
Mind your language as well.
What did I say? I was just...
Recoil.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Steve Smith has become the third man to win the Allan Border Medal on four occasions. Do you know who the other two might be?
Michael Clark.
Correct. Big one.
Well, it's going to be a big no.
Punter.
Oh, well, hang on. You didn't let me have a go.
There was only one person to blame.
I blame William straight off the bat. Annoying me and not letting me have a go at the answer.
That's what he does. Yeah. Your fault, William.
Your fault, William.
I should have given you a bit more breathing room.
Not my fault.
Nah.
I'm an experienced broadcaster and you pulled me down to your level then.
Now, being an experienced broadcaster, Marty was able to do this.
Michael Jackson's own nephew, Jafar Jackson.
Really?
Janir.
Over there. Did you come here? Did you get out?
Do you think?
Do you know? Michael Jackson's own nephew, Jafar Jackson, will play him in an upcoming biopic.
Yeah, it's Jermaine's son.
Well, that movie's closer than you think.
And then he tackled the big topics.
Did you split your pants, buddy?
I did. I was a construction manager at the time. So I said to my supervisor, look, I'll take the inspection. So as I bent down, and that day I was going commando, bent down and the back of the pants had split from the top of my bum all the way up onto the Jazz Crackers. Bloody hell, mate.
Do you mean Jats Crackers, Adam? Because you said jazz Crackers.
Aren't they Adam?
Yeah. Crackers.
Sounds like ecstasy. I had a couple of Jazz Crackers, mate, and then a few waters.
You should have seen my pupils.
And while we're on the boys...
Let's get our nuts out.
Mick Malloy and Sam Pang joined us.
Remember when we were naming our testicles?
I was only telling the guys the other day, Hall & Oates is what I'm calling the boys.
You're going Hall & Oates. What did you go with?
Croc and Tubbs. I went for as a Miami Vice.
I think I went with Captain and Tennille.
You did.
Or was it Simon and Garfunkel?
Or was it Leno and Woodley?
I think Cheech and Chong were in there somewhere as well.
Listen,
that's what we do backstage.
That's just fun.
And speaking of fun, Jeremy opened the vault.
Jeremy, give us your numbers.
6705.
Pin correct.
Thank God. Hello.
Oh my God, you're joking.
Thank you very much. I can't believe it.
And after Lauren declared this the other week,
I am going to be the best version of myself.
What's your attitude? What's your approach?
Happiness.
That's what I wanted
to
hear.
Joy.
This happened this week.
That sounds like this. Hey.
Mouths.
Jaws.
Yeah.
Oh my God, David, I need to get it.
Okay. Can I know you do.
I don't know. I've got it. Okay, Loz. Shush.
Yeah, otherwise you win if Loz gets this wrong.
Wait, you keep talking, I can't remember it.
Okay, well, you just...
I don't know. I don't know it.
The 2000s saw me receive a series of awards and accolades, and in 2006, I starred in one of my highest grossing films in the Meryl Streep drama comedy, The Devil Wears Prada.
Anyway, oh, of course it's not, you idiot. Stanley Tucci.
What just happened?
And that's it for another week on the Marty Sheargold Show.
Bye-bye now. Forklifts. Who doesn't love a forklift?
No.
You ever stacked one, Dan?
I haven't stacked one, no.
Good chatting with you, Dan.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Marty Sheargold Show podcast, powered by Red Energy, 100% Australian electricity and gas.